Some travel in packs to hide the power they lack. Not me, though. The fiend in the cracks. Kasra, the demon cloaked in peace. Solitude is but a drip of doubt. It grows from a whisper to a whine, from a sweetness to a forgotten holes, clenching to the old part between your mind and me. Kasra. I sneak and hide, seeking cracks in one's mind. You'll find me eventually, but it will be too late. I have now grown roots, innocence long lost, paradise rotted. Still, I am here. Eternally. I am much relieved to see you have come to your senses. Though you left me to toil and fret, your return to the pit was long expected. Some would hold a grudge and leave you to despair. Not me, a believer in fate. Mutual consumption. Destruction. This is why we discussed long ago. For you to linger and the lonesome. It's safer. Sacred flame. The invitation you whispered in the dark of that night. Words like bombs thrown just beyond your closed door. Blame tossed at your fate, small as you were. Alone to witness love's cold shoulder. That night I kept you warm. Sorrows. consoling creature I am, casting a palm upon your splitting brain. You became my home. So you may have forgotten. Jews and their games have grown. Conflating your worth with the mirrored room they crafted cracked at last. A fracture wide enough for you to finally see. I never left you. I never will. Undying and fixated on your dark feet, I relish in tightening the sutures. Wring that cry of agony from you to save you, of course. A spell born through endless whispering of treachery, protecting us from pointed smiles and empty promises. Come back to the sheets. Wrap yourself in past mistakes and wallow deeper still. feeling of pain and pleasure mingling. I just can't get enough of your whimpers as we plummet together through the festering wounds of all.